Perek Dalet Mishnah Chavav, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Ish Kfar HaBavli, Omer, Halomen min Aktanim Lemahu Dome, Leochel Anovim Kehos, Vishose Yayin Migito. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda from Kfar HaBavli taught the following. One who learns from the young is like one who eats unripe grapes and drinks wine from the wine press, meaning one who is a student of one who is young. A youngster who is a teacher, learning from such an individual, from such a Rebbe, from such a Rav, is like drinking unripe grapes and drinking wine from the wine press. Of course, wine that's aged is much better. So one who is learning from a teacher who is young is like drinking unripe grapes and unripe wine straight from the wine press. However, Rabbi Yossi Behuda continues, Halo min azikeinim, one who learns from the elders. Lemahu dome lochel anavim bishulos vishose yayin yashan. If you're learning from the elders, that is significant and that is appropriate because then it's like you're eating ripe grapes and drinking old aged wine. This advice of Rabbi Yossi Behuda to learn from the elders and to learn from those who are more experienced as opposed to learning from those who are younger is already an explicit teaching of none other than Moshe Rabbeinu, the end of his life, in the last day, in Parshas Hazino, teaches Klal Yisrael, She'ol avichav yagedcha, zikeinechav yomrach. If you have a question, if you need to figure out how to proceed, you want the teacher, you know who your teacher should be, zikeinecha, avicha, your father, the previous generation. Scholars are not just those who have book knowledge. But zekeinecha and avicha are people who have experience. They've been through the maze called life. They've had teachers. They've had experiences. And thus, in Jewish theology, Jewish teaching, and of course, in practical Yiddishkeit, the zekeinim and the avichem, that's the people who ichtu, and even a Talmud is called a Talmud Chacham. A scholar is not just a scholar, but it's a Talmud, it's a student, because the elder, they've learned, they understand, they're wise, and their teachings are like eating ripe grapes and drinking old wine. Let me tell you an unbelievable story recounted by Rabbi Moshe Scherer, Zichrono Levracha. He was traveling with Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, Zichrono Levracha, back from Yerushalayim, Eretz Yisrael, from the 6th Knesia Gedola, the world gathering of Agudas Yisrael in Jerusalem in the year 1980. Rabbi Scherer was sitting the row behind Rabbi Kamenetsky, but next to Rabbi Kamenetsky was sitting a man by the name of Mr. Yerucham Michel, who was then the general secretary of the Histadrut, which was the Israeli Labor Federation. For hours and hours on end, they were discussing and having very deep conversation, polemics about Judaism, Yiddishkeit, Rabbi Kamenetsky, of course, the Gadol B'Yisrael, the giant leading Torah sage, and Mr. Michel, who was a secular Israeli. They were engaging and debating, having very deep, meaningful conversations. Mr. Michel was asking Rabbi Kamenetsky specific questions that he had trouble with in Megillas Rus, and Rabbi Kamenetsky began and continued throughout the course of the flight to answer his questions. At the end of the flight, as the plane was getting ready to land, Rabbi Kamenetsky turned to Mr. Michel and said, "Is there anything that I've said to you in this conversation that has moved you, that might change you, that might allow you to think what it is to live an observant Jewish lifestyle?" Mr. Michel responded that there's nothing that you have said at all that may even cause me to change my mind, to consider my lifestyle. I'm happy with the secular lifestyle I live. But let me tell you, there's something that you didn't say, but something that I observed which might just. Said, "I've seen a 40-year-old man and a 20-year-old woman continuing to serve on you regularly throughout the long 12-hour flight. They come over, they ask you, are you comfortable, give you a cushion, a pillow, a drink, and whatever it is that you need. Are those your secretaries? Are those your apprentices? Are those people who are serving on you, taking care of you, the great Rabbi Kamenetsky, the Gadol B'Yisrael?" Rabbi Kamenetsky responded, said, "No, the 40-year-old man is my son who traveled with me from Flatbush to Eretz Yisrael and back. The 20-year-old girl is my granddaughter who lives in Israel, who's traveling back to visit her family and her grandparents and her relatives in New York." So Mr. Michel said, "Really? That's your son and your granddaughter? My children would never even treat me this way. And I would never even dream of asking my children to do anything for me. What is it in Judaism that gets your son and your granddaughter to behave this way?" Listen to Rabbi Kamenetsky's response, and it's exactly what Moshe Rabbeinu teaches us, Shal Avicha V'Yagetcha, and it's exactly what Rabbi Yossi Behuda Ish Kfar HaBavli teaches us in this Mishnah. Rabbi Kamenetsky responded, "It's very simple. I'll explain to you. In your outlook, The emphasis is on human progress and human development. This means that you look at your grandparents as primitive, as living in the Dark Ages. However, we look at the elders differently. Each generation that is born is a step further removed from the revelation of Sinai, from Maimon Har Sinai. Each generation that passes, the light of the revelation gets dimmer and dimmer. That means that we look to our elders, our teachers, our Rabbeim, our Rabbanim, our parents and our grandparents as people who are closer to the revelation. Thus, we have the mitzvah of Kibbutz Avim. We honor the previous generation. We look up to the previous generation. We look back to our forefathers, to our ancestors, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, to my parents and my grandparents. But you as a Darwinist, looking backward just brings you closer to apes and closer to animal lifetime. And thus, your children won't give you the honor and the respect because they see you as being primitive, living in the Dark Ages, being closer to the apes. We, on the other hand, see our elders as individuals and as people who are holier, smarter, wiser, more experienced, and more importantly, closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, closer to the revelation at Sinai. And that, said Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky to this Mr. Michel, is the reason why my children, my daughter, granddaughter, and my son treat me the way that they do. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu means. She'al avicha v'yagetcha zekenecha v'yomlach. That's what Yossi Behuda means. When we learn from the elders, the distinction is obvious and clear. Our role and our job and what's unique about Yiddishkeit is the respect that we have for parents, for grandparents, the respect that we have even for the deceased parents and grandparents, the way we treat the mourning, the shiva, the shloshim, the yud beis chodesh. It shocks the non-Jewish world when they see their employees and when they see colleagues who are growing their beard long and who are not doing the things that they ordinarily do, going to parties and events, because they see that our respect for the elders is something that's not normal in the world and in the lifestyle and in the religion and the way that they live their lives. That's what makes us unique, because we look back and we're closer. There's a well-known quip statement famously attributed to Mark Twain. I think it's from the Reader's Digest. That's where it's originally from. That Twain said as follows: when I was a boy of 14, my father was so ignorant, I could hardly stand to have the old man around. But when I got to be 21, I was astonished at how much he had learned in 7 years. Twain sums up our mission in just that statement. We don't realize the wisdom of our elders. Sometimes it takes us a little bit longer, a little bit maturity, to recognize how important the elders are. Zikeinecha, those are our teachers. And the truth is, it's an explicit Gemara as well. In Meseches Megillah, Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, the Gemara tells us, Im yomru lecha zikeinim sasur v'yeladim banes sasur v'altivne. If the elders say destroy something, and the younger generation says build something, what do? The Gemara says destroy and don't build. The destruction of the elders is building, and the building of youngsters is destruction. And the Gemara proves this from Rechavam ben Shlomo. Rechavam was the son of Shlomo who took over the throne. And he had two individuals and two groups that he was getting advice from, the elders and the youngsters. And instead of looking to the elders, to the Zikeinecha v'yomrlach, to Avicha, what did he do? Rechavam decided to listen to his friends and his colleagues. And in their arrogance and hunger for power, they bade him to continue to follow the demands upon the people. And it was the advice of this young group that he followed. And of course, the kingdom of Israel split into two. If Rechavam would have listened to the elders who said that he should lighten the demands and he should take care of the people, that was the advice that he gave them, things would have been much different. So of course, the goal, the lesson, the critical lesson of this Mishnah is recognizing the uniqueness of our nation, the uniqueness of our people. The elders, the older, look to them, their experience, their sagaciousness, and their closeness and their ability to be closer to Maimon Har Sinai, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the reason why we give kavod to those who are older than us. We stand up for them. We listen to them. And we seriously contemplate the words that they share with us, because they know they've been through this maze called life, which we discussed.